Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Larry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Here we go.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And we got Larry on his mountaintop. How you doing there, Larry?
Oh, just got my night binoculars on, trying to see through the dark and see what's going on.
Tell you what, why don't we start with this Barry's new... Bible code, national emergency, border wall, government to build, and all of this, army, military. Do you have the words there? Let's go over this a little bit. It's brand new, I guess.
Yeah, this is one he did yesterday. It's still under construction, but it's titled National Emergency, Our Southern Border and the Wall. And, of course, he says the odds against these matches full matrix is 16,578,146 to 1.
Impossible, in other words.
Yeah. And so the full matrix, and this is what's interesting. I heard on Lou Dobbs a while ago, one of the congressmen reported that Trump told Pelosi and Schumer today when they turned him down that before he left, he told them, he said, I'm going to build a damn wall. Try to stop me. And left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that kind of dovetails into this Bible code.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it appears, and of course, the wording, interesting. I'll read them off real quick here, 1 through 9. Number 1, national emergency. Number 2, wall. Number 3, border from the south. Number 4, budgeting. Number 5, to build. Number 6, army. Number 7, government. Number 8, USA. And number 9, immigration. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds to me like he is going to declare a national emergency, which I thought he was. I think, you know, it's a very, very interesting. In the speech, he never mentioned once national emergency. But what he did say, and I took it as a direct warning to, I guess, those people who are against the wall, that he said, my oath of office, and I'm paraphrasing him, requires me to protect the national security and the security of the American people. And so help me God, is the way he worded it. Well, you wouldn't say something like that. That's what he meant, I think. I think that's exactly what he meant when he said it, that he was going to build it because that was his oath of office, and that's what he ran on. It is my, paraphrasing it again and wording it a little differently, it is my duty to protect America above all else, and so help me God, I will declare an emergency and I will build the wall, and no one can stop me. And that was reiterated today. So I think he's already figured out, and he is going to declare a national emergency. Now, exactly where this emergency and how it works and what it entails is going to be the most interesting part of this. Is this a de facto martial law situation that everybody's calling for, particularly the Christians and the right? They're saying we need this to get rid of these deep state operatives. The only problem with all of this is we have been promised for the last 2 years, essentially, that these deep state operatives, the arrest warrants were ready, they were going to be issued, and they were going to be rounded up, and they were going to be put down in Gitmo, down there in Cuba. And yet, I think, was it you that said or heard that some general down there in Gitmo said nothing's going on at all?
Yeah, that came from Steve Quayle. He said that he had contacted a general that was had been involved in Gitmo, and he was advised there was nothing going on at Gitmo, and all, you know, all the reported talk is simply not happening.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is a scam, and I think it's they're playing on conservatives. And I personally, my own take on it is, and particularly after this Bible code, which kind of indicates that a national emergency is going to be called. And it's going to be an immigration crisis is what they're going to use. It says immigration and crisis. It's army to build, so the army will build it. And his budgeting will come from the military side of things. And the national emergency is going to be the call to build the wall. Now, what do you think the they're immediately going to try and stop him? However, if anybody has read the executive orders that have been passed and allowed to stand by Congress, you can't challenge Trump for 6 months. He can dismiss even the Supreme Court. Nobody can challenge him. This is the dangerous part of this. Because let's say he does this, and then they take Trump out for any reason, and Obama comes in. Do you think he would remove this martial law? The guy's power hungry. And we would then be in deep doo-doo, let's put it that way. But from this code, from what you read, that's an indication that the Trump is going to build the wall. And I just saw an article here. Trump says emergency declaration coming without border deal with Dems. President Trump on Wednesday said he may declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress, build a border wall if spending talks fail, which they have, because wasn't it Pelosi that said, you're not going to get your wall? Today, even, and Schumer. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what was he was told today, that he was not going to get the wall. And the information I heard on Lou Dobbs was that he actually told both of them before he walked out of the room that I'm going to build a damn wall, try to stop me.
Well, he told them, I think, last night, and he's reiterated it today. The president said he has the absolute right to declare an emergency, even though some legal scholars and Democratic lawmakers, obviously, they're going to say he doesn't. I think these people really better read all of the executive orders. I mean, and when I was putting together Blueprint for Tyranny, Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny video, I had all those executive orders in there. Trump has absolute power if he declares a national emergency. And I mean absolute power. More power than most dictators would ever dream to have. And they have very silently been putting these things in place over the years. And then they renew them. Every president renews them. In fact, that's why we have all the FEMA camps. That's why we have NDAA. That's why we have Homeland Security. That's why we have FEMA itself. This is all part of this conspiracy, and that's exactly what it is, to take down the United States and take down the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and imprison and kill off any American that totally disagrees with it. And so I'm beginning to wonder, you know, all this talk, oh, national emergency, can he do it, can he not do it? Why would they be bringing this all up at this point in time unless there is definitely a plan to do it? Because this is what the Illuminati said they were going to do. They would create a situation in which a president, didn't say which president, doesn't matter, I guess, would have to declare a national emergency and bring in martial law. Well, they have a crisis. Dems say we don't. But here's the other thing they're saying. Well, there's no way 4,000 terrorists have ever come into America. That's a lie. We probably got 4 million terrorists already here. They have been infiltrating America for years, just like Jeremiah the prophet said they would do. I will fill you with men like caterpillars. And when the time comes, they're going to rise up a shout against you and cause big mischief. So we not only have these people, these terrorists in the middle of the nation, and maybe Trump's waking up to that fact. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't trust any of it. What's your take on this?
Well, it appears that he's doing what he can, and like you say, if there's a design plan surrounding him, then we'll just have to see how that plays out. But the interesting thing is the fact that it appears at this point, and we're 2 years into his administration.
Presidency.
It appears that deep state is in charge, basically. And as a matter of fact, I saw a report. He had ordered the beginnings of the retreat of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and the Pentagon says they'll not do it. So he's got a rebellion on his hands at the same time. The deep state is the deep state. And it's really the deep state, Stuart, I don't care what people say, is the biggest enemy this nation ever had.
Oh, absolutely. And it is quite apparent, I think, that deep state is running this. They're running the psyops on the American people. They're fooling the American people. And, when you want to target somebody, diversion is the fine art of war. You divert your attention to things elsewhere while something else is going on. There's something wrong, I believe, with this picture to begin with. I mean, it's totally insane for Schumer and Pelosi to do what they're doing. Over $5.6 billion? That's a drop in the bucket in our national money thing. So that's not what the issue is. And everybody says, well, it's because they hate Trump. I don't buy that either. I think what's going on here is a play. And it's bringing about this national emergency. And when those paychecks stop, then I think you'll see Trump declare a national emergency, which he can do anytime he wants. And that'll take care of the wall situation, because the Army will be building it, like Barry's Bible code more or less indicates. And he can reopen the government because now he has his wall. So this is fascinating. You sent me something from Anonymous. I wanted to go over part of that. I don't know if you have it in front of me. They're talking about that this was pre-recorded green screen and blah, blah, blah. I don't buy any of that. I saw Pelosi and I saw Schumer walk in. They showed that this afternoon when they were making their little speech, like Mom and Pa Kettle, so it wasn't green screen saying, well, it was all just they were so quiet and didn't move. They're more or less indicating that the good guys are running a real test. Well, who's the good guys and who are the bad guys? And like you said, I guess we just have to wait and see. However, they did mention something here that the speech lasted exactly 9 minutes and 11 seconds. Now, I did see that I don't know how you vet something like that because I didn't time it, but I absolutely would not disbelieve that was timed. Trump has done that before, and it comes out exact. He's very good at it. In fact, on one of the speeches, he did an exact, I think it was a 9/11, and he looked over to somebody and he said, I bet you didn't think I could do that, did you? So it's a 9/11. They're telling you what they're doing. It's a 9/11. We are going into an emergency situation. And he did it on 1/8. That's another 9. And on and on and on it goes. So anyway, what else can we say about it? We're watching something that the Bible said was going to happen in the United States. It didn't say when, didn't say under who, but, and who knows, we might have a renaissance. Like some of the guys are saying, you know, that we're going to turn America around. Well, even if we do, it's not going to be for very long. It's like you have said right along, it may be this is just a delay because of the Lord's mercy, and hoping that the comatose Christians might change their minds and repent just a little bit. But I haven't heard anything about repentance in any of this. So I don't have much hope for that, I guess. Did you see this breaking? Iran's Supreme National Security Council, in consent with Ayatollah, has decided to withdraw from the nuclear deal. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, it appears, Stuart, that a lot of America's enemies right now, while we're tied up on this border thing, they're making their moves. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw the EPCA file, but Erdogan in Turkey is now threatening to invade before we actually move our troops. And he's now requesting Turkish, Russian and Iranian forces to invade the rest of Syria.
Yeah, I think Trump figured out that, number one, we didn't have any international right to be there under any kind of a law. His own boys and girls were going to get in harm's way if he didn't remove some of them. And then you've got what's going on in Afghanistan. But it looks like he's just repositioning or restationing them. Is that the and like you said, the Pentagon's not paying any attention to him. So he does have a full-scale rebellion on his hand, and basically it's treason. I mean, if the President of the United States gives an order, you don't carry it out, you get court-martialed for that under general conditions.
Nobody, for 2 years now, Stuart, nobody in America has been arrested or jailed or sent to prison for disobeying the orders.
Yeah, I find that a little bit odd. I mean, they had all the proof they needed for Hillary, blah, 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 and all the rest of them, and nothing is happening. She's out running around like always, even considering running for president, probably get elected. The more criminal you are, the better your chances of being elected now. And now we have these other people coming in that get sworn in on the Quran rather than the Bible, and that's another issue, I guess, that American people deserve. Anyway, I wanted to read an article because this came out of Hal Turner. Iran's Supreme National, blah, 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 in consent with Ayatollah Khomeini, has decided to withdraw from the nuclear deal. The nuclear activity to be boosted back to pre-agreement levels. And he says, this means war. There is no other outcome possible. It is initially likely that Israel will attack Iran, but the nature of such an attack is the issue. Will Israel make a nuclear first strike? Iran has literally tens of thousands of missiles it can launch very rapidly at Israel. Israeli missile defenses would be no match for that onslaught. And if Israel goes to war, initiates the war, what would the U.S. do? What will Russia do when its ally, Iran, is attacked? What's your take on this one? I think this is all part of the strategic plan of deep state, global deep state, to get us into a world war, just like Albert Pike said.
Well, you know, at the same time, Stuart, we've got Russia, maneuvering, and we've got China threatening to attack the United States, also threatening other parts of the world, and also threatening to attack Taiwan, you know, as we sit here. And now at the same time, we've got Kim in North Korea being brought to Beijing to talk with Xi, and it appears, and you mentioned before that friend of mine that had that experience where he said he woke up and there was war everywhere. It looks like that's what's shaping up.
Yeah, I think what we're going to watch is the Armageddon script. And that said war would break out between North Korea, South Korea, or at least North Korea would attempt to take over South Korea. I mean, after all, Kimmy is power hungry. He's going to do that. And then you have the East China Sea situation with their little islands that they're building out there and then claiming, international, they're pushing their borders out so that there's less and less international waters. Then you have the Taiwan situation. We have the situation developing in Ukraine and Crimea. We have the situation in Israel and the Bosnian, that kind of war. You know, I think they'd love to kill each other even now, even though there's no war there now. It's always been a hot spot. So that would be basically war everywhere, and it probably will just break out suddenly. And I'm wondering if Trump is not aware of that, and that this border fence that he wants to put up, and by the way, I think that could be put up fairly rapidly. It wouldn't surprise me if they already have all those steel slat fences built, and they'll just take them down there and put them up. But maybe any more news out of Venezuela, that area, and why do we have all these tanks and military equipment all along the border? It's certainly not for the so-called immigrants that are coming in.
Well, you know, at the same time, we have a very strange relationship with Mexico, who seems to be producing tanks with communist stars on them. Mass producing, and we've got Venezuela with Chinese and Russians and Iranians and ISIS and you name it on that border. We've got reports from the Florida Marquis that's been keeping up with a lot of the Caribbean task forces says that war could really erupt at any time in that region. So we might have actually literally an army coming from our south, coming our way, and Trump may already know that this is coming down the pike, and he's trying to preempt a little bit of it.
Yeah, because, you know, Red Elk and all the others that have had visions have all said that some of this attack will come from the south and the southern borders. And Red Elk claimed also it comes down from Canada. It'll come down through northern Minnesota. It'll come down through the Dakotas and part of Montana, and they are up there. And when I was up there doing a seminar years and years ago, they told me that there were Russian and Chinese camps up there in what they call Queensland, the forest areas just north. You know, Canada may be a big country, but most of it is not inhabited. It's very, very wild. The Queensland, or their national forest, if you want to call them that, are huge, cover millions and millions of acres. Excellent place to put in, you know, your camps. And we have had people here in this country claim that they have been stopped by some weird people in military outfits, AK-47 type weapons, when they've gone into some areas of national parks here in the United States. We've been infiltrated, folks. Our government is lying through their teeth we're not going to escape this. There's only one escape. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only escape out of this. And the stupidity of our leaders and our military leaders knows no bounds. Almost as the Bible says, that, and unfortunately for them, they really do believe they're going to bring in this new world order. They're going to kill all the Christians and the people that are in their way, and they're going to be happily dancing in the blood of their enemies. But God says he has a few other plans for them. And the Lord himself will be dancing in their blood, and he's going to pay back all of this nefarious operations that America is now involved in. And here's a, I'll close with this one, Larry. Pentagon, military logistics system is not ready for war with China or Russia. Defense Science Board warns military supply system has decayed. It needs rapid upgrading. What do you make of that one? I don't think we're ready for a war militarily with anything.
Well, most of the retired generals are saying that we can't fight one war, much less multiple wars, and the American people don't seem to understand that.
Yeah. Well, we're in a lot of trouble. Here's another headline. Supreme Court allows mothers to kill their babies for being disabled or a girl. On Friday, the Supreme Court declined to consider a decision by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down two Indiana abortion statutes. Folks, you're killing innocents. Don't think for a second God is not going to require that blood, and we're the ones that are going to pay for it. And nothing has been done about Roe versus Wade. They're never going to do anything about it. And the Senate and the Congress have the blood of all these millions of aborted babies, some of which could have been scientists and some of which could have saved America, perhaps. But no, we just flush them down the toilet, and that's the end of it. You can't do that. There really is a God in heaven, and he really is getting extremely angry, and he really is going to take America out. And when he does, it's not going to be pleasant. I'll never forget Riddock. He said, it's one thing to get a tap on the shoulder by the Lord, quite another to get thrown over his knee and spanked. So his plan was that Papa was angry and Papa was soon going to spank the United States, and we would not survive it. Any last word, Larry?
Yeah, to end this show, I would just have to say that for those that think that they're going to stop the murder of innocents, you got another thing coming, because nobody stands up. Nobody in America stands up and screams at those people, or even, you know, there's just no resistance at all. And if, and I got, this is a little deal here that I've got for them, is I'll just tell God's people that whenever the Lord himself decides to stop it, stay out of the way.
Yeah. Anybody that's really had dealings with the Lord in truth knows full well what can happen and the harshness of it. All you got to do is read the history of Israel. When they abandoned the Lord, find out what happened. Not good. And we're headed in that direction because, like Larry just said, there's no repentance here. Nobody cares anymore. In fact, I can put up a blog and you might get two or three comments and that's about all you get. I don't know. Things are really going south very fast, and that's not good news. Pay very close attention to what Donald Trump does next. And if he declares a national emergency, then we're going in, and we're one step closer to really bad things happening in America. Because remember, Trump can be removed and somebody else might be coming in. So even if Trump is honest and this is what he wants to do and he wants to protect the American people, the next guy that comes in may not. But he will not remove martial law once it's been in place. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks for everybody listening. Heads up, prepare if you haven't. Anyway, good night.